It's we call in the United Nations encroachment. Well, taking into account the experts that work with us, the resolution 1325, I can say, is great pride that it was a great success. It was the resolution that was most widely supported by COP sponsors within the framework of peace, women and security, and it was record within the Security Council in the sense that it was the resolution, the discussion that provoked more a greater number of interventions within the whole history of Security Council. Over 100 interventions. So I'm not just saying that to be proud of how well the Spanish people did on this regard, but we did anyway, but I want to highlight the fact that there is a great commitment by all the member countries and member states about the agenda peace, security, and women. What changes this resolution introduced? Well, many changes. I don't want to extend myself on this to respect my words. But I'm going to highlight one particular issue, which is the setting up of experts in the 2242. It counters certain problems because I could see that there was an informal group of experts that were actually applying this resolution 2242 on 1325, and engender problems that also commit and they held in order to work on this agenda all within the United Nations. And this means that they examine what's happening, what's being done in all the 16 operations in order to maintain the peace. This examine what the secretary is doing in gender. They also evaluate and assess the work being done by women mediators in order to maintain peace. And also, all the representatives, special representatives. These are the ambassadors, the United Nations ambassadors, in order to maintain the peace. And the main issue is to apply resolutions 1325 and the other 7 resolutions regarding women. I must admit that when the Security Council meets in informal meetings, a closed door, and we interview or ask questions, the Spanish delegation is being one of those that more often has actually addressed questions about how this agenda is being implemented, talking about the gender or women's agenda. And of course, perhaps they will criticize them when they return, but there wasn't a great commitment when implementing this resolution because there are certain issues that they were not as attractive as many others. They meet once a month by video conference with all the special representatives, all the general secretary, and makes that the introduction of these two, 2242 and 1325, are being implemented. Sometimes we have the bad habit to talk a lot and to implement little, so we are very happy when adopting resolutions, but we are tempted afterwards forgetting them. This. And this group actually has marked the difference because it's actually applying these two resolutions greatly. I'm going to meet all the other advances being introduced by Resolution 2242 because sexual violence in conflicts is one of the other issues being tackled, and I'm going to end up with a few comments on the Mediterranean area. Sexual violence in conflict areas is one of the main issues that really frustrate me within the United Nations. In the United Nations, we hear rather often all kinds of interventions and discussions within the Security Council, and there exists what we call ARIA formula, which are those sessions where private stakeholders appear before the Security Council and experience and share their experiences. I'm actually going to share one particular experience here with you, which actually impressed me, and is the issue of sexual violence in conflict areas, because it's very close to preventive diplomacy. That particular woman told us that was in another African country, so I'm not going to say which country, that her main obligation was to provide supply water for her family members and the tribe she belonged to, and that water was in a place not too far from it. The price she had to pay every day in order to bring water to the family was a rape. So that means that exists every, still now, in many African countries, and more often than you might think about it, and the rapes are not being criminalized as a crime. That's very sad. In many African countries, rapes are still there, and it's a cultural offense. So, for instance, when I say that there is still some gaps to be dealt with within the United Nations, this is one of them, for instance, and this is one of the ones we're trying to work on, is to strengthen a special representative for sexual violence, Mrs. Bangura, to work harder on this issue. Recipes for the Mediterranean area. Well, after what has been already said by me, there might be several suggestions for the Mediterranean area. I've tried to identify a few of them. It is obvious, though, that we have to keep strengthening the task of the United Nations, because it has a lot of prestige and it will achieve tangible results. In the African Union, it still is a roster of women, mediator women. Women mediators are there, may be used, their services may be used both by the African Union and for non-African countries. So it would be a great thing to try to bring this initiative to the Mediterranean area and have a roster of women in this regard. We believe that there should be contact points. For instance, we have one from the Foreign Affairs Ministry here, and perhaps we could have a network of contacts within the Mediterranean area. And we could do the same in the 5+5 group. I think that it was the minister who mentioned this morning the possibility of establishing a subsidiary organ for preventive diplomacy within the European, Security Council, and be able to identify which are the indicators of early alert or warning, so that we can detect possible conflicts for the future. One of these mechanisms could be also regarding gender women. There are some cases, Rwanda and many others, that when they take place and there are visible gender violations, it is a clear factor that a conflict will happen nearby. Now that I have candidates to Secretary General, Secretary, I will say that we will ask next Secretary General to work really hard with the Agenda 1325, Women, Peace and Security. We will ask him to or her to have a high Mediterranean commitment And if we want this network here, when we held the second international conference on preventive diplomacy in the Mediterranean, this recipe is very clear: more mediator women, more people involved in consolidating these processes. Thank you very much indeed.
For the peace in my